swiping the document and insisted on a change in the document, which would have made it a coalition government or a communist coalition government of the people of South Vietnam, something we had insisted we would never agree upon, rather than a commission of reconciliation, which had for its purpose to conduct our agreement. Others be sure that the violation of communist government, that that kind of thing gets into the lead. Go ahead.
Travis.
Make a thanks for the Senator.
But then, even though there was extensive international machinery provided in the agreement, they claimed
they sabotaged the international machinery by making it totally meaningless so that nobody would even serve.
First, they wouldn't even show it to us until December 12th.
But even that, you say that the international machinery, they totally disagreed to set up international machinery to supervise it all in any meaningful way.
Then they told us that the demobilization provision of the agreement would take care of their troops. Every time we tried to give it one concrete meaning, through a de facto understanding, through giving it a time limit, through indicating...
They were using these negotiations solely for the purpose not for the purpose of ending the war, but of continuing the war in a different form.
And so we have
not of bringing peace, but of having continuing war in this terribly difficult part of the country. War in South Vietnam, peace in North Vietnam. Well, that was their proposal. Peace for North Vietnam and continuing war in South Vietnam.
So we have come to the reluctant conclusion that you have expressed it very well right now, Mr. President, that this was the peace document. This was a document for perpetual warfare in which they created...
Perpetual warfare in South Vietnam, sir. And peace in North Vietnam. That's the way to put it. Peace in North Vietnam and perpetual warfare in South Vietnam with the United States, and the United States cooperating with them in the...
Now,
and imposing a communist government on the people of South Vietnam against their will.
And this is why these negotiations, which could have been very rapid,
right.
And
now,
should have been very rapid.
Negotiations, on the other hand, we have had agreements throughout this period of time. We've reached agreement on all these issues at varying times from which they have first agreed and then withdrawn. This can be settled in one day,
right.
If they're willing to settle. And we're ready to settle in one day.
Exactly.
No other meetings are needed. Just an exchange of messages has been arranged.
Or another meeting if necessary. But, so, this is, now, we also have to dissociate ourselves from Saigon to some extent. We have to say, it isn't, what is the difference between us and Saigon? Saigon wanted total victory. The president has always said that he would give them a reasonable chance to survive. The difference between us and Hanoi is that they will not give them a reasonable chance to survive. So Saigon's objections never had a chance.
And on the other hand, I would tilt it because they were very strongly against Hanoi, very lightly against Hanoi, against Saigon. I would say that the North Vietnam, that as far as Saigon is concerned, we understand that we express concern about the agreement, about the people and the people of South. But on the other hand, Saigon had agreed on May 8th, at the time we laid down the conditions of a ceasefire, a return of our appeal governments, and internationally supervised elections, that they would agree to that. And now they have backed off of that proposal and are insisting that on a total withdrawal of forces, which of course is not consistent.
But we have to back off a bit from Saigon, Mr. President. If Saigon...
That backs off.
I agree. In Saigon's interest, because then it isn't Saigon that vetoed it, but it is our judgment that the communists have used another guise to impose themselves. Now, I would recommend that we leave open the possibility of this settlement if the other side meets the very minimum conditions that we have indicated. I would then recommend that we start bombing the retreaters out of them within 48 hours of having put the negotiating record out. And I would then recommend that after about 2 weeks of that, we offer withdrawal for prisoners about the time that the Congress comes back.
Yeah.
And say, it is now being proved that the negotiations too complex involving all the Vietnamese parties. Let them settle their problems among each other. The South is strong enough to defend itself.
Well, we will withdraw. Now, let me ask a critical question. Do you have in this record a clear Q&A? That's the one thing where you said, all right, will you, if we withdraw all of our forces and stop the bombing in the mining, will you return our prisoners to the end? See, that's the trouble, because that's...
No, I tell you, Mr. President, why I didn't do that, because I think that they don't want that now. They want us.
Oh, I know they don't, but it's one point that we're interested in here. You see, when we talk about going it alone without Saigon, Henry, the only basis for our going it alone is at this time the withdrawal of all of our forces, stopping the bombing of the mining, getting our POWs, and continuing to aid South Vietnam. That's the only basis.
That's right.
And they'll never agree to that.
Well, Mr. President, they are not all that strong. I think if you are willing to go 6 months, they're going to crack.
Well, Henry, I know if I'm willing to go 6 months, it is in the cards. I'm willing to go 6 months, but that I cannot convince the Congress of, in my opinion. I mean, I must say that on that, I would have to respect the judgment of some other people here. We can sure go to Christmas. I mean, we can go to when Congress comes back. But we want to remember that we're going to have a period of you're thinking of bombing North Vietnam for 6 months. Bombing for 6 months. It's not going to work.
And then we can, then we've had it.
Well, then we have to then. I believe we've got our other choices.
Because it is possible.
Bombing for what? What did we say?
Prison.
We didn't do that.
When Congress...
But provided you made the record. If we haven't made that record,
no. No, but we can easily fix that, Mr. President, by having the 2 weeks after the bomb. I would like to bomb for 2 weeks within this framework because they might accept it by New Year's if they get a terrific shock now. If then by New Year's they have accepted it, we could, at the first formal session in Paris after New Year's, propose prisoners for withdrawal.
Prisoners for withdrawal.
And
Saigon.
That's right.
That's right. And say, now, behave. The way I would say it, Vietnamization is not concluded.
That's right.
The American role is not concluded. For return our prisoners of war, we will quit the bombing swords. Yes, you could bomb for 6 months. I agree.
It's my
on
point.
That basis, but you can't bomb for 6 months with the idea that we'd go back and have some sort of...
I think we're too close on this one.
I mean, in other words, you had that in one of your original proposals last week, but my point is that as far as this one is concerned, I have a feeling it's out the window. I mean, I don't want to sound pessimistic. Al, for the first time, is more optimistic even than you are. Al thinks they want to settle.
I also think they want to settle, but
they want to settle.
Mr. President, they
are
scared out of their minds that you'll resume bombing. They have taken shit from me that you wouldn't believe. Here is Lee Duc Tho, the number three man in this country. And the things I have said to him in front of his people, you would not believe. About about his tawdry performance, about this extraordinary trickery, and then just making fun of him when he came up. I said, now we get the daily speech. The point is, plus the threats from you, the point I'm making is, Mr. President, the reason they were so nice to me is because their strategy is to make us believe. Why do they let their experts meet? Why did he come out every day to shake hands with me so that I couldn't fight him off? I mean, he just walked up to the car and stuck out his hand. Why did they do all of this? Because they want to create the impression
that
the people...
And of course, they're leaking it all to the press.
That That's right.
The press is playing it very heavily until the day, and now the press is playing it the other way because you return, and...
Yeah, but he's leaving tomorrow, so they're going to play the game the other way tomorrow.
Well, then he's going home for a while.
That's what he's going to say. He's going home for a
while. All right. Where does Andy fit into this?
Well...
My own view is very mentioned on that. I was all aboard when we had Agnew with something solid he was going to talk about. But you, Agnew could send that unguided missile out there, even with Haig, and to have him sit down there and have that clever Jew start to say, well, we got to have this and this, and Agnew won't even know what the hell hit him. That's what I'm afraid.
I'm no longer, if we go the route I've recommended, I'm not so much in favor of sending Agnew. I am in favor of
sending somebody,
maybe Haig.
Yeah.
Because
I think somebody has to go.
We have to shut these guys up.
That's right. The point is, I don't want them to think that we've resumed the bombing and so forth and that they've gotten their way. That's the point.
You see, that's what we have to navigate now is a route in which we dissociate from them but stay closer to them than to Hanoi. To lay the basis for your withdrawing, for your offering to withdraw for prisoners early.
I have to make the offer of withdrawal for prisoners. I feel this, if I can make that offer before the Congress can be.
You can do it the last week of December.
I think that's what we have to do.
The way I would play.
I don't see any other way we can survive this whole goddamn thing. And in the meantime, what do we do? Retain the present complement of men there?
Where?
Oh, good now. 29,000.
I don't think they make any difference.
All right.
I don't think they make any difference. I think it'd be a bad sign to draw it down.
I just want to be sure that we know what the answer is.
What I would recommend, Mr. President,
I feel the same way.
First of all, we ought to get Haig over to the Pentagon as quickly as possible.
What can he do over there?
What he can do over there is we should put him in charge of a Vietnamese task force. We've got this chairman of the Joint Chiefs, who is a Navy lobbyist, and who doesn't give a goddamn about the war in Vietnam, and we ought to put Haig in charge of it over in the Pentagon. We ought to put one man in charge of it in Saigon, because...
Who? Why not?
No, I mean one military guy. I'd put Vogt in charge. And then we can get some real banging done, instead of having North Vietnam carved up into six little areas. Now, the way I would play it is this. Assuming we have the press conference tomorrow or Saturday, there's something to be said for having it Saturday, because that gets Lee Dutko out of Paris. Although he'll be out of Paris by the time I go on.
I worry about
him. Well, I just like...
Probably mean he doesn't have a stage.
He won't have a stage in Moscow.
You mean not to do the bombing and so forth?
No, the bombing I would then resume within over the weekend. Say something.
While he's still in Paris. What is it that you don't want to do? What is it that you don't want to do while he's in Paris?
I didn't want to give our version of the negotiations while he's still in Paris.
Good
and kick off his own propaganda machine.
That's right.
I'd like to gain the 12 hours it takes to check with him
while
he's moving, but he's going to leave Paris if we have our press conference at noon. He'll be out of Paris at 6 in the evening.
Today is Thursday.
Yeah. We can do it tomorrow.
I would not make your press conference if you do it. I wouldn't make it, I don't know. Al and I talked about it last night. I wonder if maybe we shouldn't do it based maybe more on the Ziegler thing.
I think it's a terrible mistake. Ziegler cannot answer the question. It will look as if I'm hiding.
Let's leave you out of whether it looks as if you're hiding or not. That's great. We may want you to hide for everybody's good, your own and everybody else's. I mean, what do you think, Al? I don't know. You're the best to do it. There's no question about
that. The bombing announcement. What I think we should do is that no one else understands the negotiations well enough to explain. The way we've always known the press is by just overwhelming them with technical competence.
All right, what do you want to have come out? What do you want to have the press report after Kissinger gives his 3-hour briefing to the press?
What we have the press report is, first of all...
In other words, what do
imminent, that it was communist bad faith, not Saigon, that has prevented it. That,
in other words, you want the debate on the mind, trying to get to something more fundamental. In other words, the press will report the peace talks are broken down.
No. The peace talks are still open.
That's right.
But that the United States remains willing to settle it. The United States remains convinced it could be settled in an extraordinarily short time.
But you see, but then the point is, I'm trying to give, see, you've got to get, all right, that one point is, the peace talks are not broken down. They are an impasse. The impasse is the fault, primarily, of the North Vietnamese, who are insisting, who have, the points I made earlier. The third point is that we're ready to resume at any time on that. Then you've got to get across the fact that we are not simply quibbling over language and translation and so forth. But what it is really about is what's not only the fate of the South Vietnamese, it's the fate of peace there. And also, let's understand, we have our POWs there, and they have not, and they have refused. We had hoped to get this done before Christmas. I'd like to get a flavor of stepping up the bombing at this time for the POW purpose. Before it even comes, you get my point?
That's right.
Just stepping up the bombing for the purpose of getting them to talk is not going to be a very easy one to wheel.
But for 4 years we have said we would not sell out. And what these guys have tried to get us to do, that if they had been willing to implement the agreement of the end of October, it would have been easy. But every time we try to make it concrete on any issue that would inhibit their military action in the future, they were impossible. On the POWs, we've asked them for a protocol, how the POWs would...
What I'd like for you to do, if you would be to sit down later this afternoon or this evening, that kind of thing, put down one sheet of paper, the 5 or 6 positive points you want the press to write. This is what we have to do. And then let everything play around that, rather than giving the press what they would like. And that is simply a gory and brilliant analysis of what they did to us and what we did to them. We had it here, there, they had it there, there, this and that. That'll ruin us. That'll really ruin us. If, on the other hand, the public gets the impression that this broke because these bastards were involved, they want to oppose the communist government. They're still holding our prisoners, and we want to get them back. And consequently, the president is going to insist on taking strong action to get this war over with. This war must end. It must end soon. And if they don't want to talk, we will have to go. And if they won't return our prisoners, we want to get them soon. We're going to take the necessary military action to get them back. That's what you've got to have across.
And what I would think, Mr. President, is we should not announce the bombing tomorrow. We should just start it on Saturday.
We're not going to ever announce the bomb.
That's right.
And we got to get
Ron can handle that one.
No, just remind these. Oh, we've always been bombing. This is the weather has been bad. Play, let's be a little bit clever. The weather has been bad.
But
they'll know better.
But
they'll know better.
It's known that we've stopped north of the 20th, and I think.
All right, fine. Well,
and I think we can even use that as an advantage to show our good will and faith. But I think. But I think we should resume that.
I can resume that. Why does he say, we have resumed bombing, we have stepped up bombing? Why build it up? Why escalate it that way? Just start bombing north of the 20th.
Well, it's bound to make a hell of a splash.
When we do it, why explain it?
I don't know, he should just answer the question.
The next day, then
what does he say?
Then he should say, yes, to do that.
No, because of the buildup, that's what I'd say. Because of the enemy buildup north of the 20th. I put them in the basis because of their buildup north of the 20th. It appears they're going to resume activities.
Now, Mr. President, on
see, my point or something like that, not on the basis of if you start the bomb for the purpose only of getting them to accept this agreement, that ain't going to work. If you start the bomb, if the reason for it after January the 1st, which it must be, is only for the purpose of getting our prisoners back, that will work. But if you, at the present time, you can start bombing, say, because of significant enemy
tremendous lot of, particularly not the sort of shit the airport likes to do, if I may use this word.
I don't know this one.
But if we did, if we got all their power plants in one day, so that the civilian population would be without life, knocked out all the docks and high farms, so that even if the harbor is cleared, they can unload there for months to come, then they would know if...
What kind of ships are still left around there, though, or are there some...
We'd have to do it with smart bombs.
Then we knock out docks and without knocking out ships.
Yes, there are certain dock facilities that can be taken out.
I frankly take my chance on the ships. You're a great asset, Mr. President. It's your unpredictability.
The other thing is, Novak, I'm the only one that seems to report it, because I went over this with Moore. Yeah, Russia is in the East End, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
No, Russia's fine.
He'll stand fine with us. He thought we should continue. He thinks that in the end that we've got to make a deal and so forth. But Russia will do, he says, whatever you decide.
We've got to make a deal.
Whatever. But the point about the reason I say they got all the goddamn airfields. Christ, the Israeli did it and they had quite a bit. Let's do it.
They're on the ships.
Everything in there, including the big civilian
military site.
Why not the civilian site, but too? What kind of planes are there?
You could have a
Chinese and Russian.
Chinese and Soviet.
All right, fine. Can you go down the military site?
They come here to do it.
Yeah, when? Are we going to have a delay of 4 weeks before they get it done? These smart bombs can't be used except in clear weather, isn't that right? Aren't they
able? That's right, sir. And the weather right now is absolutely bad.
Oh, shit.
So we've got to...
There you are again, Anthony. We went through this the last year, if you remember.
I think the only way to do it is to give them just tell them they have blanket authority to do it. Because the worst thing we can do is do a half-assed job the first time.
I know, but Al, suppose the weather stays bad through January the 3rd when the Congress comes back. What the hell
is that? That's impossible.
That we can't.
Huh?
That we can't.
Well, we've got to...
That won't be bad that long?
No.
Guard. Now, the other point is, what about the 52s? Can't they get in there now?
Yes.
Well, goddamn, let's get them in. What's wrong with getting the 52s?
Well, we've got
to... Are they going to be shot down?
Well, no, we've got the problem, Mr. President. Let's face it. The chairman of the chiefs is a Navy lobbyist. He's not a military commander. The chiefs only give a damn about budget categories. May 8th, you put your neck on the line, and those bastards carved up Vietnam into areas of jurisdiction. They didn't give one goddamn about the national interest. They gave a damn about their service interest. You were right.
So we put that asshole Wyatt in there, who was worse than Abrams, if anything. Abrams is just a clod. I mean, he was a good division commander.
We made it. You were 100% right. We were all wrong.
We were right. We were wrong. Quite as done now. We don't have anybody in charge out there.
Well, Volk can do it. We were all...
I need an elected limit out there.
Well, but he didn't have the authority, Mr. President.
We got four little non-users out there on the fighters. He can't do a goddamn...
Well, because there are four different commands farming North Vietnam, Mr. President.
All right, how do you change the four different commands? Can that be done tomorrow, like today?
That can be done today. You give the order. There'll be unbelievable screaming.
Well, that's the point. They've got to get it done right for a change. We cannot make these military decisions and take all the heat and have them screw it up again.
But we've got to get a guy in the Pentagon who monitors it from a strategic point of view and not a fiscal point of view. And we've got to get a guy out there who looks at it from a strategic point of view. Now, my judgment is that if you go bold, if we send a message the day the bombing starts saying we are ready to resume right away, but we want to warn you that if this agreement is not concluded by January 1st, we will not conclude it anymore and we will work in a different framework. That scares them. We have a 50-50 chance then of concluding it. I believe a better than 50-50 chance. Yeah, but
I don't care.
I have to give
it's
you...
It's 10 to 10 to
9. No, it's better than 10 to 9. It may be 75-25 because these guys are on their last legs too. They are scared to death of exactly what we are talking about now and they can't take much more. If they will not settle by January 1st, then at the end of December, at the last plenary session in Paris before December, I would scrap this proposal and go for a straight prisoner for withdrawal and end of farming proposal, and then you'd be in good shape by the time Congress returns. But I would not yet do that, because if you do it now, then we miss the chance we have of wrapping up this agreement.
I've got a little problem, you know, Fisher's going to be there.
they were screwed just as we were. As indeed they were, Mr. President. The account that Dobrynin gave to Hayes is, first of all, one they couldn't have
been. And then they got across from the bombing goal, starts in an hour. But this is something that happens. They were moving on to the main plane. They said, I really want this time, Henry. They said, I don't want a long talking sheet. I just want to see one page, like I do before I do it.
No,
a very important press thing. What are the points we want to pound into the consciousness of these dumb, left-wing enemies of ours in the press? Pound them out, forget about it. I'll make all the other points, because that nettles them. But remember, we've got an audience out there that's ours. Talk to the 61%. Talk to, I know everybody thinks they're dummies. They were smart enough to vote for us.
Mr. President, they saved us. They're the good of them.
But they got to hear clear and loud and simple. Prisoners, they will understand. Treachery, they will understand. Changes of wording, they will not understand. They will not understand. But they will understand treachery, and they will understand the imposition of a communist government on the people of South Vietnam. That they will understand. Jews, not going along, they'll understand that if it's said in a way more in sorrow than in anger. But as far as we're concerned, making it very clear, we are not hostage to either of the Vietnams. We are the party that wants peace in Vietnam for both sides, and let the future of this poor, suffering country be determined by the people of South Vietnam and not on the battlefield. That's what our proposal is. And we call on the South and we call on the North to agree to this kind of thing. Call on them both to agree. It'd be quite a little show you put on out there.
That's
that I think should be done like today.
No, I think we should wait till tomorrow, give Dobrynin a chance to get so that his people aren't stunned by it.
What do you mean, Dobrynin?
I think the Russians shouldn't be stunned.
Well, why would they be more stunned today than tomorrow?
Because today they had no preparation. If I tell Dobrynin today, you're fed up, then Brezhnev will have read it tomorrow, and that by the time I go on, it will be also.
This is not the time when I should tell Dobrynin.
Because I'll tell you why, Mr. President.
All right, don't use it.
Let me tell you
I don't
why.
Want
no, let me tell you why not.
But I'm saying I'm ready to. We've got to play a big bullet and we'll use it.
No, but Mr.
I
President.
I have the only bullet that I will not play. I'm not going out in front of that, in front of these television cameras again and make one of those asshole Vietnam speeches. This is not the
you
time.
Were right. You were right.
Okay, but we can't do it.
No, you were right.
You can't rally people when they're up there already.
You were
you
right.
You can rally them when they're on their ass.
I was wrong.
No, you're no right or wrong. It's just a question of what you know.
But the reason you shouldn't intervene directly is we should not make Vietnam an issue in your relations with Brezhnev.
Yeah.
We should have the Russians in the position where they say he's crazy, stupid,
yeah,
lying, yeah, sons of bitches in Hanoi,
well,
have screwed us again.
Well, now, question. What are you going to do about what should we do? I asked Al about this yesterday. Should we get Roger and Blair more helms in? And we have to have a poor vice president too. I think listen.
Yeah, I would do it Saturday morning.
Before the bombing?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Blair, with all the orders.
I wouldn't debate it.
Huh?
I wouldn't debate it. I'd say I've got you a gentleman to tell you, your commander in chief, let me give them a short briefing. I would not ask them.
Could I ask you?
Well, you could do it tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah. Could I ask you incidentally? You're going to do the briefing to the press. We'll do it tomorrow. But could you, Henry, take the time today to lay the framework for that by enlisting a few people?
Absolutely.
All right. Now, the ones you should.
not necessarily. There'll be two things happening. Rajat will support you at the meeting, and he will leak out stuff that I screwed it up. Now, those are two inevitable results.
Let me say, all that doesn't matter. How many times have they done that to both of us?
That's right. But he'll support you.
One time I screwed up, the other time you screwed up. The main thing's winning.
That's right. I don't give a
damn. The main thing is, I'm going to look 4 years from now. 4 years, we're going to be here.
That's
God
right.
And those bastards. And listen, they don't realize me. I will not do anything foolish. That's why I won't go on the television or anything like that. I won't do anything foolish. But I won't say anything foolish. But I will do things that are goddamn rash as hell because I don't give a goddamn what happens. I don't care. I don't really
Mr.
care.
Mr. President, it's painful for me, but if you do this, if you don't do this, it will be like the EC-121. The Russians, you got more credit than the Russians.
That's right.
And this, they'll pay attention to. Now, we're going to take unsure as hell again here in this country. I can just see the cartoons and the editorials and
sure,
the stories.
Sure. And let me tell you, over the Christmas period, and the rest isn't going to make that much difference because they ain't going to have pictures of American casualties, and they aren't going to have, they'll hear about a few missing planes and actions. But, Henry, war is a non-issue at the moment. Right now, it sure is in the headlines about peace and all that, but that's the assholes like Christmas and the rest like.
President, everybody will have to believe that can be convinced that we made a tremendous effort. If it failed,
we will not agree to a peace that is a peace of surrender, put it that way.
That was our position.
We will not agree to a peace that is a peace of surrender. We will not agree to a peace that is a peace that imposes a communist government. And that you say that. You lay those conditions in, but that now, on the other hand, we're ready at any time to negotiate the peace. They were willing to negotiate as of 3 weeks ago. Now it's time that we find out. But that's the end of it. We're not going to be impotent under these circumstances. At a time they are building up, see, the rationale for the bombing must be a build-up in the north. Just say that. Christ, everybody's going to think it. It's true. It's true. They restored the goddamn power plants, right? So we're bombing the north again because they're building up the north.
No, they have the biggest, that's another thing, Mr. President. They have the biggest infiltration, a bigger one than last year, going on right now.
I don't worry about that at the moment. I mean, that's true. But wait, but my point is that I'm going into infiltration and respiratory. If I just say, because if we do, there's a big enemy buildup in the war, and they're trying to trick us, so we're going to bomb. We'll take the heat right over the Christmas period, and then in January 3rd, it's Christmas, you withdraw.
You can do that. I forget when January 1st is. I think
January 1st is a Monday.
It's a Monday.
Sure.
The Thursday before that, whenever that is, it would be about the 28th of December, we table in Paris. We scrap this plan and table in Paris, trade prisoner, and withdrawal and end of farming. I mean, withdrawal and end of farming for prison.
Right.
That they'll turn it down right away, it would be in good shape.
Then we just continue bombing. Now, let her go bitch about the cost of this. Now, what? Sure, it's a problem. How much is the cost of this?
That's pretty high.
Bombing?
The real scrub will be about $3 billion if it had to go through to June. If it stops short of that, we're talking about 1.5.
I think, Mr. President, these guys...
The Defense Department's going to have to swallow it anyway, because we're not going to continue to have four intelligence departments, four tactical air forces. That's one thing we're changing over that goddamn place when you get there.
But they were willing to the other side. We must look at it realistically. The other side was practically on their knees in October. They've never had gone as far as they did. It is not a bad agreement. It's a good agreement if it's observed. If it's observed, the other side will be forced to withdraw. What we have to do, though, is to convince them that we are not easily pushed around. If we cave now, the agreement will be unenforceable, and we will have signed something that
another
government will
make. All right, this is the way. Now you will go when you just, last night we thought Hitler should do it. Do you agree Hitler should do it now?
the conviction or the authority.
What is the conviction?
But he can't project it because he doesn't know enough.
No, I don't know. Rob doesn't even care about bombing. He didn't care. Sure, go right ahead and do it. I don't have any idea about
no, no. He has to convict. No, he's backed the policy, but he cannot present the negotiations with conviction.
Yeah, I understand.
I don't present the bombing anyway. That Rob should do in answer to questions. Tomorrow, all we do is to explain where we stand.
I'm not worried about bombing some others, sir. I think you're going to have the heat and the magazines and so forth and so on. And Severi and Radner and all those jackets and Cronkite and Cry, buckets of tears. Everybody says, why do we bombing over Christmas for this and so forth? Can we get one message that you please stop the crap about a Christmas and New Year's truce right now? Last week when we got these messages when Al was coming back, you know, we could, you know, need to have. I think we